part of ourselves, our hearts, our love. We have to break our taivas.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, or our own website, prismoftorah.org. This is the Prism of Torah with Rabbi Asaf Aharon Prizman.
Shalom uvracha. At first glance, it seems like there's a lot of repetitiveness from previous parshas, such as Parshas Truma. However, as we know, there is nothing redundant, not even a single letter, in the Heilige Torah, and there must be a lot of messages hidden in this parsha, and we'll try to share one of these messages that can have a huge positive effect on how we live life. So we'll start. The pasuk says, as Moshe gathered all of Klal Yisrael, it says, this is what Hashem commanded us, K'chu mi'itchem trumah l'Hashem, which literally translates to, take from yourselves a portion for Hashem, and it's talking about the truma to be given to the Mishkan, kol nediv liboy yevi eha, which means everyone who has a generous heart will bring it, i.e. the gift, as it says, yevia et tumat Hashem. And then it says what you should give from, zahav, v'chesef, and nechoshes, gold, silver, copper, etc., etc. There is several questions here that scream out. First of all, what does it mean, take of yourselves? So question number one, what do you mean take? They're giving. That everyone knows this question. But that's question number one. And we know usually we answer that question because every time you give, you're actually getting. Very nice. That's not the vote we're saying today, but we'll stick with the question. Why does it say take? It should be saying we're giving to Hashem. Question number two, what does it mean mi'itchem? What do you mean we're taking from ourselves? Besides the fact this word seems to be redundant, because you can write the pasuk in the same way without that word, but what does it mean to take of yourself? And question number three, we said, kol nediv libo, which means everyone that has a generous heart, will bring it. It is a truma. It says it the next word, yevi'ea et tumat Hashem. So it should have just said, yevi et tumat Hashem. It's also redundant and also doesn't really make sense. What is yevi'ea? Bring it. What's it? What do you mean? It is the gift, the truma? That says it a word later. So you don't need the word yevi'ea. It should suffice to just write yevi. To answer all these questions and a lot more, there is a very fundamental concept over here that the Baal Shem Tov wants to share with us. And that is, everyone has something that's most dear to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearned that we will give him what is most important for us. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke in previous weeks, yearns for our love, for our heart, for our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is very fitting to create the vessel for which will be a place of dwelling for the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu libay bay. He wants our hearts. How do we give our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Dafka, whatever we feel most connected to. And it doesn't matter why, because we worked hard to create something and that's what we're giving to Hashem as a gift. Or because we connect to gold, and dafka gold we're going to give because that is the hardest thing for us to give over, because we connect to that in the most extreme fashion. And it's dafka that Hashem wants us to give, because that is the way the Torah teaches us you create a connection. The connection is through giving, that's for sure. But it's the more you give something you're more connected to, the more you're going to connect to that thing you're giving to that person you give to. Ad kedei kach, we all know the famous Rav Dessler, that he tells us that the word ahava, love, true love, comes not from getting and receiving. Fakir, the opposite. It comes from the idea of giving. Ahava, in the word ahava, this is brought down b'shem Rav Dessler, in the word ahava, you have the word hav. Hav is to give. The more you give something, you more connect it. Based on this concept, we've already answered all our questions. It's moedik. It's incredible. Why? Because k'chu mi'itchem, of course we're giving, but we're taking a part of ourselves, and that is what we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which part? The deepest part. Our hearts, our love. We have to break our taivas, our connection to certain things, and that's what we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the gold and silver, as we spoke in previous years, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns for our hearts, for our love, for our connection. And therefore, it is very mat'im, and it's an incredible match to write it in such a way, k'chu mi'itchem, take of yourselves. We're taking of ourselves and giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone sees how dear it is, something is to you, and still that is the precise thing you're saying, I'm willing to give up on it because I want to give it to my friend. That, first of all, proves that you like your friend, but more than that, in itself, that act of giving is going to connect you to an extreme, to that other person, which is such an important concept to know and to live by. Based on this, we understand already why the Lashon the Pasuk is using is to take and not to give, because we're taking out of ourselves to give. That's what Hashem wants to receive from us, our hearts, our love. Person has to work on himself to be able to do it. It's not so easy. You really like the gold. You really want the gold in your house. But no, you're willing to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want that. And that's why it's Kchumi Itchem. It's literally taking out of ourselves. Why? The love we have to this, we're giving it over to someone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best, that's our tikkun. The best tikkun to do in this world is to elevate the physical. We're taking the physical to connect to Hashem with that. Not that Hashem needs the physical. Hashem wants our hearts. Based on this, we can take it a step weiter. What did we ask? What does it mean also, kol nediv liboy, which means everyone who has a generous heart, shall bring it. What's it? The truma, the gift, that says it after. Yaviya et trumat Hashem. So just say, yaviya trumat Hashem. What's yavieha? It sounds like it's hinting to something else. You know, to what? The heart. We just said in the pasuk heart, kol nediv liboy yavieha. It's a play on words to tell us also in parallel. We're hinting to the fact Hashem wants that you should bring it. What is it referring to? Your heart. Bring it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here we see the strong hinting. Based on what the Baal Shem Tov told us, and also you can see the Nesivos Shalom talks about it also. It's all hints showing us this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns for us to give. And I want to connect to another thing I saw several weeks ago in Nesivos Shalom. And it'll be, it's very, very matim to what we're saying. We know the Bezalel had the special wisdom to be able to help with figuring out how to create the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. And the question arises, you don't need such a smart person. The Torah tells us he was able to, he knew all the deep secrets about all the letters that the world was created with, the Kaf Beis Oisiois, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, etc., etc. What you need... It looked like he was a good carpenter. What do you need to be on such a high level? So I guess a simple answer is because, yeah, behind each vessel of the Mishkan, there was a lot of deep secrets. But we can also explain, based on what the Nesivos Shalom wants to say, not in this parsha, several weeks ago, and he said an amazing idea. We know that there was gold in different places in the Mishkan. There was a place that was considered holier than another place. Which gold went where? How do we decide? Based on what we're saying, it's amazing. The more a person was willing to sacrifice himself to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's more love in that piece of gold. Only someone that can see through the gold and understand how it was created can say, ah, this is more matim for the holiest place, Ben Akuvim. That, above the Aroin, that's a very holy place. I can see in Ruach HaKodesh that he had, that piece was given with 99.9% love, and he was willing to give up of that gold that was so dear to him. And that is matim for such a high place. Based on what we're saying, we can also go to something my dear friend Rabbi Tzvi Svei told me, based on the Gaon, that says, what is this tight connection between the Mishkan and the fact that everyone of ourselves is also from a certain perspective, a Mishkan, and the Shechina also dwells by us, as we know, that's Neshama, because it says, Vishachanti besoicham. It should have said that Hashem is going to be dwelling, the Shechina, where? In it, not in everyone. What's besoicham? It's plural. It should be besoicho, in the Mishkan. That's the place of the dwelling of the Shechina. The answer is, the Mefarshim all say, because it's hinting to the fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is also dwelling in each one of us, in each and every Yid, and that's the Neshama. HaKadoshah, as we know. But the question is, okay, but is there a deeper connection over here that the Torah decides to hint us this fact, Dafka, when it's talking about the Mishkan? And more than that, why in fact do we need the Mishkan? If there's already a place for the dwelling of the Shechina in each one of us, why do we also need to have the Mishkan created? Based on what we're saying, it's amazing. Why? Because we know that we want to create a connection, a binder between all of Klal Yisrael and their neshamas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we create that connection if everyone is self-sacrificing himself and giving over his own heart, his love to something, is giving that to the Mishkan? That means all of our hearts are there. It creates a binder, a connection. We know that Kutsha Brichu Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one. And that's what we're trying to connect over here, all of us, to one place, all our hearts. That means everyone has to give. That's also a deep idea of the Machatzis HaShekel, that everyone has to give. And they're giving their nefesh. But that, bracket that, we're talking about that everyone is sacrificing something that's dear to him, whatever his tikkun is, to give up on that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates the result of your heart, your ahava, your love, goes there to the Mishkan. And hence, we're all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, that's symbolized by the Kruvim above the Aron. One, when things were going well for Klal Yisrael, Then they were facing each other, which represented, one represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other represented Klal Yisrael, because we're all together over there. And that creates the binder, because we're giving of our hearts and our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course is an avodah, but that's what we're here for. The Balei Musar also says that this is also hinted in the famous pasuk in Kriyat Shema, "Ve'avta es Hashem Elokecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha," with all your heart and with all your nefesh, uvechol me'oidecha. So we know the famous midrashim: you have to give up your life for Hashem, and you're supposed to love Him, and etc., etc. But there's another way of learning. The Mefarshim say, "What's uvechol me'oidecha?" Bechol me'oidecha also means, from the word me'oid me'oid, very, very much, you should love Hashem. And whatever is dearest to you, you should be willing to give that over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like you should be willing to give over your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that etzem, the fact you do such an act, that in itself creates the tight coupling, the connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, this is also a concept we can apply to our lives, to connect to anyone, to a good friend, to connect to the spouse, etc., etc. Ad kedei kach, that Rav Dessler is brought down, that he says that when you feel, for some reason, a lot of us have this, we can't really place our finger on it, but there's something that we have against a certain person. We don't know what. What's the Eitzah that Rav Dessler and others say to do? Even without the other person knowing, do something for him. Maybe prepare his chair before he comes to the office, or before he comes to Kollel. Maybe daven for him. Because when you do such a thing, then that creates a connection. The more you work hard for it, that creates a connection. We all can appreciate the following mashal, that there might be a really rich person that realizes it's an anniversary today. And he says, oh no, what am I going to have no time. He gives a call, gives his credit card, boom, 2 seconds, a huge bouquet of flowers gets to the house. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is this person that has no money. The whole week he's thinking, what can I do for my wife? I have to do something. It's our anniversary. So he walks in the fields and he gathers flowers, very simple flowers. And it's evidence that the amount of time it took him into putting this bouquet of flowers was immense. However, the results are also showing this is not worth so much. We all know which wife will be happier, because the connection that gets created, and it's also a gilui, it symbolizes how much he cares about his wife. The more effort you put into something, the more connection you connect it, and also the more it proves how connected you really are and how much you care. I'd like to end off with a story that I saw in one of the Alonim that they have on Shabbos. It was around 5 weeks ago, and it talks about this person. I don't know if it was religious or traditional, it doesn't matter. He used to carry his tefillin around with him, and he decided to go to India for a vacation. He had a big hobby that had to do with photography. So he went. He wanted to take pictures of the hills over there. He went up a hill to take all those pictures. And on the way, suddenly, as he was walking down, there was an earthquake and it was very dangerous and there was rocks trembling down. He ran. He got a lift with someone. And when he was like an hour and a half away, he suddenly realized, wait a second. I have my camera. I have my wallet. I left my tefillin there. He begged the person to take him back. He wasn't willing to do so. He said, you're crazy to go back now. It's so dangerous. Until finally he found someone that was willing to go back. This person drives him back. He says, here, perfect. Please, I'll pay whatever you want. Just wait for me here. He goes up. He gets his tefillin and suddenly he gets hit by a rock that broke off. There's a true story. I can tell you about it, the details, another time. And then the next time he woke up was in the hospital with someone that found him and was sitting next to him. And as he woke up in the hospital, he says, what? Oh no, where are my tefillin? Where are my tefillin? And then the person next to him says, and I'm not sure if it was the driver that drove him or someone else, he says, is this what you're looking for? He goes, yes, yes. And he was so happy he got his tefillin. And then the person said to him, what, this is so important to you? He said, yes. So he goes, how could you leave it in the first place and take your wallet and your camera? And since then, the person totally changed and he was really, really started going to davening. Before, he didn't understand how people can daven for such a long time. And it totally changed his whole mindset and his whole life in regards to davening. And he davened for a long time and he never left his tefillin. And perhaps this story screams out this idea. Because he did this act of mesilus nefesh, self-sacrifice, to run after the tefillin, his connection to that mitzvah of tefillin just reached a new peak. Yiratzon that will be able to self-sacrifice our love and break our taivas and use the physical things we have around us all to avoid this Hashem. Have a good Shabbos.
This concludes another episode of the Prism of Torah. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast and give a 5-star rating. You can also find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or our own website, prismoftorah.com, where we have a full archive of all our past episodes. We would like to thank Yonah Vefa for the recording equipment and Ellie Podcast Productions for handling all our post-podcast productions. Join us next week for another enlightening conversation on the Prism of Torah.